We're still making new discoveries about pregnancy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Donghai Liang, associate professor of environmental health at Emory University's Rollins School of Public Health, examines how exposure to certain chemicals may affect mothers and babies.
Our recent research shows evidence that phthalates don't just affect the biology of mothers. They can influence a baby's metabolism at birth. This work, which was led by Dr. Susan Hoffman, a recent PhD graduate of the epidemiology program at Emory, studied phthalates, chemicals commonly found in everyday items and personal care products like shampoos, soaps, and plastic containers. We are interested in investigating these chemicals because previous research has shown that they can impact our health. We found that babies born to mothers with higher phthalates level have lower amount of crucial molecular markers involved in brain development, specifically metabolized in thyroxine and tryptophan metabolism. Higher phthalates level were also associated with biological changes linked to poorer performances on a neurobehavior test given to babies at 2 to 4 weeks of age, including lower information processing and excitability. These findings are important because they suggest a mother's exposure to these chemicals while she's pregnant can influence her newborn's metabolism, and that exposure this baby's experience can impact brain development. Although exciting, these findings are in the early stage of research. Future work should follow babies with measured intrauterine exposure through their childhood to better understand whether these early impacts continue to affect brain development. It will also be important to examine if strategies can be developed to prevent the effects of these exposures. So what can you do with this information? If you want to lower your exposure as an individual, you can look at labels on the products you use in your daily life and consider switching to those that are phthalates-free. You can also store your food in glass, considering switching to glass baby bottles, and use non-plastic containers for water bottles.
That was Donghai Liang of Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.